More existing homes on the market. Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, Dreammakers? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of real estate and mortgage news. It's Today in Mortgage. We got another change of scenery if you're watching us on YouTube today. Here in studio, Rich Jefferson with us all the way from Arizona. Thanks for coming, Rich.
Good morning, Michael.
Awesome.
Glad to be here.
We've been in the studio all morning talking to some of our awesome loan officers about their experiences here at Network Funding. And we'll definitely be linking some of that footage in the future here. But today, we're talking about existing home sales, Rich. Some good news out there.
Of course.
So let's talk about it. On Redfin today, there's an article that says, housing market update, more homes hit the market as spring approaches. So tell us about the data we saw.
Well, you know, I look at this data, and obviously there's more existing home sales, more home listings, people are jumping in the market. And what sparked all of that? An interest rate of around 6.5%.
Yep, just a tiny drop.
Just a tiny drop, yeah. And all of a sudden, homes are selling for more than list price. In fact, 16% of all homes sold in January sold more than list price. Mm. So everything we've been saying is true because it's just data.
Yeah.
The demand is so high and the supply is so low. One little tweak and boom.
Yeah,
things go off.
But the good news, obviously, there is that the inventory is starting to move again, and that's, you know, that's really what we need to see to have us return to some normal levels of production this year, right?
Yeah, and we're seeing it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all coming true. We've talked about seeing the green shoots and all the stuff getting ready to happen, and here we're getting a taste in January numbers. I mean, if you break down the data even further, I mean, it's 28% of all homebuyers, first-time homebuyers. Now, that is down because home appreciation continues to rise. We saw 5% increase in home sale prices in January. So, if you can qualify for a home today, even at 7% interest rate or 7 1/8 interest rate, which we are today, that's how quickly we bumped up. It was like a two-week.
Yep.
We got 3 weeks of wonderful rates, good improvements, and then one little bump can just slow things down a little bit. But homes are appreciating.
Yep.
Home sales are increasing. Existing home sales are increasing. Home buyer, first-time home buyers are increasing. Like, everything is happening in the market right now.
Yeah. And, you know, what we're paying attention to in this, obviously, like Rich said, that little bump down bumped sales up in January. And so, you know, now we've kind of swung back up in rate. And so what we really need to be communicating out there with our people, our buyers out there, is that these little fluctuations are going to change the market and how they can and should be shopping for homes. So that's kind of what we're telling our people, is to make sure that you're over communicating to buyers, but also, you know, to those people that are potential buyers in your pipeline.
Yeah, you just want to keep your arms around them, keep them motivated, keep things positive. And also, if your buyer's watching this, it's important that you have the right trusted mortgage professional that's going to give you that advice.
That's a good point, Rich. It's never been more important to be working with someone who's really, you know, a strong communicator that doesn't see you as a transaction, but is a true partner in your home buying experience. And having a good mortgage professional in your corner is really going to help you win the house that you are looking for if you're a buyer in the market today.
Yeah, I mean, this industry seems to get a bad rap in that it's just a commodity.
Right.
You know, it's like, go online, get mortgage.
Sure.
That's just not, yes, of course, there is that ability. Mm-hmm. There's that ability with Network Funding too.
Sure.
That doesn't mean you're getting the right mortgage at the right time, the right product, or even for the right house. You know, so that's why it's so important to work with a trusted, you know, mortgage advisor.
Well, Rich, we had some good news here. Obviously, you know, some of these things are lagging indicators. Like you said, rates are back up a little bit. So we're going to see how these things shake out. But I think I'm optimistic still. Rich, how do you feel?
I'm always optimistic. You know, homeownership is still the American dream.
We're going to get to the point where people say enough is enough. I got to pull the trigger at some point. Because if you're waiting on the sidelines for rates to go down and prices to come down, those two things are probably not ever going to match up again.
They won't align.
Yeah. So anyways, well, thank everyone out there for watching, listening. Thanks, Rich, for coming into the studio
again.
Thanks
for having me. This has been great.
I know you're traveling home today, so next week we'll be remote again talking through the interwebs. But for now, it's been great to have you in the studio. Thanks, everyone out there, for watching, listening, wherever you are. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time on Today in Mortgages. Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.